And as we just heard, you know, we're really looking at this from the perspective, for the most part, from a lender's perspective. And obviously, to the extent that you're representing an LLC as a borrower, this has implications for you, certainly. So LLCs, as you know, are really the preferred organizational form for new entities in the state of Texas. Nearly 77% of all filings are for LLCs. So as a result, lenders who require an equity pledge to collateralize a loan are increasingly taking pledges of LLC interest rather than pledges of shares of stock in a corporation. And we're going to refer to this as just LLC interest, but it's partnership interest or LLC interest. So perfection of a security interest in shares of stock is relatively straightforward. A share of stock is defined as a security under Article 8, which means that the perfection rules for investment property under Chapter 9 apply. So a secured party who wants to perfect a security interest in this investment property does so either by filing a UCC or taking control. However, that control is what takes priority. So you would take a share of stock with it endorsed in blank, and that would be control. And if it's not a certificated share, then you would enter into some sort of control agreement. Perfection of a security interest in an LLC company interest is a little more complicated. So contrary to shares of stock in a corporation, an interest in a partnership or a limited liability company is not a security unless its terms expressly provide so. And again, there's specific language which we're going to talk about, but if the interest in an LLC is not a security if the company, the issuer, has not affirmatively opted in under Chapter 8.